Shav over here. Ma kan matan shemen bekli. Just like over here, you have to put shemen in the kli first. Aflahalan over there also is matan shemen bekli. You have to put shemen bekli first. This here it's by minchas macheshes. Is uadim by minchas machavas. Also, you have to have a shemen in the kli first. Uma lahalan, just like by a minchas machavas, yitziko belila. It says that you have to pour it a second and third time. Is afkan huadin by minchas macheshes also yitziko belila. So that's the zera shav. Learn now one from the other. That by minchas machavas with a kli or minchas macheshes, there are three times you have to have shemen. First, you have to put a little bit of shemen into the kli first. Then you put the sar in the flour. Then you put some more, a little bit amount of shemen on top of it. And then you make the blili and mix it up. And then you make the tzika later, you pour the shemen a third time. That's what the Mishnah says, that this mincha has to be done the kli, it's too nice, sholosh matanis shemen. Alright, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. And we'll continue on the other blot on the other side.
You're holding daf ayin hey yomer aleph on top. By the two dots, again it says in the Mishnah that chalois are belulin. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that chalois are mixed up. That the way you make the belila by chalois is when it's still in the form of flour. So that's the machlokes in the Mishnah between Rebbe and Chomim by a mincha of chalois, a mincha that's baked. When does it make the belula? Is the belula done when it's still in the flour form, besoilus, or else no, after they bake it, then they have to chop it up into pieces, and then they make the blilu then. Smor says, Tana Rabbon, learn the braisa like this. The pasuk says, soilus belula, that the flour should be mixed up. Malamed comes to teach us, shenivleles soilus, that's a chom shita, that by minchas, mafet time is supposed to be baked, but first you make the blula b'shem when it's still in the flour form, and then you go to bake it. Rebbe says no. Chalois boilulon, that after you bake it, then you make the blila. Then you first mix it up with the shemen. Why Shenema the pasuk says there also chalois belulois, that no, the chalois after it's baked, then it should be mixed up with the shemen. That's the machlokes Rebbe Nechomim. Omru lois, Nechom said back to Rebbe, v'haloi lach me toido nemo ben chalois. By lach me toido also says the word chalois. And the evshla b'nulon, kishen chalois, it's not possible to mix it up once it's baked, because by chal, by toida, they all have to be shalom, they have to be complete. They have to be complete, the chalois. You can't chop them up into pieces after they were baked. Elisoilus. But rather, you have to make the blula when it's still in the flour form. So since it's that way by toida, who didn't that way by mincha, mafetaner. But rather, how do we make a regular mincha that's a mafatana that's baked in the oven or machvas or macheshes is noisen shemen bekli koidum lasa yosem. The first thing is we have to put some shemen, some oil into this kli, into the machvas or macheshes. Then v'noisno, then you put the soilus yisar and the flour in it. Then v'noisen shemen oleho, then you put some more small amount of oil on top of it, ubanolo, and you mix it up well, the flour and the oil. Then v'losho, you knead it, v'yoifa, you bake it, and then u'poisesa, then you cut it up into pieces, v'noisen le'a shemen, and then you put the third time shemen on top of the mincha. The kaimit, and then you make a kemitza, and the kemitza is nisrefet, is burnt on the mizbeach, and the shrine is nechal by the kahanim. This is the way the Chum learned. Rebbe says no. Chalois boilulon, the mitzvah is to make the blila when it's already baked. Shenemar, because the pasuk says chalois belulois bashemen, that the chalois, when after they're baked already, they should be mixed up with shemen. If so, ketzerois, how do they make it? Is noisen shemen bekli koydum lasayosa. True, the first thing before you put anything into the kli is some shemen. Then v'noisno, then you put the flour in there. V'losha, we knead it the way it is. V'yoifa, you bake it. U'poitzesa, then you cut it up into pieces again. V'noisen aleha shemen u'bodolo. Then you add the second time some oil on it, and you make a belula, you mix it up. V'choyze v'noisen aleha shemen. And then a third time you put shemen on top of it. then the mincha, the kohen makes the kemitza. This is the way Rebbe learns that after they make, after they baked it, then they made the belula, and then they put the shemen on a third time, and then they make a kemitza. Now the Gemara explains, Yesha the kamru le rabbonin le Rebbe mahi. What's the pshat before when the rabbonin asked a question on Rebbe that, like it says by Chalos Toido over there, pshita the belula has to mean when it's in a cellus, when it's in a flower form. Because there the belula cannot mean after it's baked. Why not? What do they mean, Yesha? The Gemara says, Omer Reb Shmuel Barab Yitzchok, Revius Shemen He, that by the Chalos of a Toido, all you had was just a Revius of a Shemen. If so, Heichem is Chalekis Lekama Chalos. How is it possible that little bit Shemen left over should be put onto 10 Chalos? Because all they had there was just a Chatzi Lug of Shemen, Rashi says, Hoya Betoida. Not more than a Chatzi Lug, but we'll have later. And that Chetz of half of it was put on the Rekikin, and half was put on the Revucha. And so you only had a quarter of a Lug. So kids, if after you baked it, then you pour the Shemen on top of the 10 Chalas, there'll be come out nothing. You can't make a Belula. There's not enough Shemen to make a Belula. No, that's the Pshat, not because it has to be Shalom. But rather, it's not possible to make a blula later. So therefore, that's the chum shita, the pshita, the blula has to be done when it's still in the selus, it's still in the flower form. When it's still in the flower form in selus and chanami, then put that amount of shemen into it, and whatever it is, you make a blula together, all the flour with that amount of oil. But just after you bake it into 10 different challahs, then it's very hard to make a blula then. Then it says in the Mishnah, Ha-chalois, tunois, belilo. Anytime you make a mincha, you menadiv yourself to bring chalois. You have to bring 10 chalois. And the belula has to be made with oil. Means this, when it's still in the flour form with solus, you make the belula with shemen. Or a kikin, whenever you menadiv to bring wafers, kikin, and then meshicha. Then you only pour the shemen after you baked it into a wafer, then you pour the shemen on top of it. Tana Rabbanan, word like this. Chalois, belulois. That chalas has to be mixed up lechetchila in a flour form, but v'loy rekikin belulim, but not a rekikin, not wafers, they're not mixed up with oil. Shiyochus, because I would have thought to say v'loy din with a straw like this. Oma chalas sheinim tuna meshicha. Chalas, when you make them into chalas, 10 chalas, you do not have to make a meshicha. You do not have to pour shemen on top of it. Tunois belilo. Still, you have to mix it up when it's in the flour state. Is Rikikin, these wafers, Shetuna Meshicha, that after it's baked completely, then you have to pour Shemen on top of it. Eino din, isn't it a svara to say Shetuna Blila, that you have to make a Blila, mix it up when it's in the oil form? Talmulema, this the Pasuk says, no, Chalas Belulais. The Vidashin, only the Chalas has to be mixed up with Shemen, but Vilay Rikikin Belulin, and not the wafers, they are not mixed up first when it's in a soilless form, in a flour form, they have no Belula B'Shemen. Now the Mishnah says what? Rekikin is Meshuchin. The wafers, after it's baked completely, then they pour Shemen on top of it. That's called Rekikin Meshuchin. But Veloy Chalos Meshuchos. But not the Chalos, the baked ones, those are not Meshuchos. You don't pour Shemen after it's baked. Because otherwise, Shiyochel, I would have thought to say like this. Veloy Dinu, it's a Svara. Omar Rekikin Sheinem Tunem Belilo Tunem Meshicha. Madoch the Rekikin, that does not have to have a Belila. Still, Tuna Meshicha, you have to pour Shemen on top of it. If so, Chalos, She Tuna's Belila, Chalos that need a Belula B'Shemen, is Ein Adin She Tuna Meshicha. Isn't it a svar to say that Chalos should have to have a Meshicha after it's baked completely? You should have to pour Shemen on top of it. On this Talmud Lemna, the Apostle comes to teach us and says, Talmud Lemna, Rekikin Meshuchin, that the Rekikin has to be mixed up. Rekikin Meshuchin, that the Rekikin, the wafers, Meshuchin has to be poured Shemen on top of it after it's baked. But V'loy Chalos Meshuchos, but not Chalos, that when they're baked, you don't have to pour just Shemen on top of the whole Chalos. My Talmud, how do we know to say like this? On my Rav, this Rav says, L'lishtamet V'lichtoiv Chalos Meshuchos or Rekikin Belulin. In other words, if it was really true, the Torah at least should have said it once, out of all the times that talks about the Blula, the Meshicha, at one time the Torah should have said like this. It should have said that Chalas are Meshuchais and Rikikin is Blulin. Since the Pasuk never says like this, it's mashmas not true that the Chalas are only Blulin and not Meshuchais, and Rikikin are only Meshuchais and not Blulin. Now the man of the Mishnah says, Ketzad Moshkin, how do you do a Meshicha by Rikikin? Is Kimin Ki? V'yashen Echal, you pour oil over it, on top of it with a key, and the rest of the Shemen is Nechal to the Kohanim. My Kimin Ki, what does it mean to sound like a key? Om Rav Kana, Kimin Ki Yavoni, like a key in Yavon in Greek, which is like an X. In other words, they used to pour the Shemen on top of the Rikikin, like an X, cross this way, cross that way, make an X out of it, and then the leftover shemen would go to the Kohanim. Tana Rabbonim, Mincha habo machzo chalois o machzo rikikin. Let's say somebody is menadav lechtchila to bring a mincha, that out of the yisron he wants to bake one half of it, five of it, five chalos, and five rikikin. The locher is maybe lug shemen. He has to bring also one lug for this mincha. V'chatzei, when he divides the lug in half, chetzi of the chalos, half of it he uses with the chalos, meaning he pours half of it into the solus, into the flour of it, to make the blulah b'shemen. The chetziv, and the other half of it, the rikikin, that he pours over, he makes the meshicha on top of the rikikin after they're baked. And therefore, the chalos boilulin, the chalos tak, you make a blulah b'shemen, the chetchila in the flour form, or rikikin moishchin, and on the rikikin, you pour it on top after it's baked. Or moishchik as a rikik al pnei kulon, you pour the shemen on top of all of it. Again, you make this X like on top of it. V'shar ha-shemen ma'ziru l'chalis. And the rest of the shemen pour back into the chalis. That you make your blula with the chalis. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Oimer. No. Moishchon kimiki. The half of the lug that you meant for the blula, for the rikikin. True, you make a meshicha kimiki on top of them, on top of the rikikin. But v'shar ha-shemen nechal akandim. That half has a din like a regular rikikim, just like with a regular rikikim. The shirayim, the leftover of the shemen, goes to the kanim. Here also in this mincha, even though half of it is chalos, the korbanim says half of it is a rikikim, that is lach like rikikim, and therefore it stays by the kohanim. Tan yidach, look at another price like this. Tan yidach, rikikim haboyim b'fnei atzmon. Rikikin is somebody's menadav to bring rikikim. So that's just wafers. Is maybe luk shemen. You bring a luk shemen with this mincha, or moishchon, and you pour on top of it. V'chayzer a moishchon, and you keep on pouring on top of it over again. Ach yichla kol shemen shebelug, until you use up all the shemen. In other words, no part of it is nechol kahanim, but rather the whole thing is poured on top of the rikikin. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda oimer. Mishum Rabbi Shimon, he says that Moishchon Kimin Ki. No, all you have to do is just pour the Shemen on top of it, like an X form. V'shar HaShemen Nechol HaKanim, and the rest of the Shemen, the shrine of the Shemen of Rikikin, is like a Nechol HaKanim. Now the Mishnah says Kol HaMenochos HaNasos B'Kli. All the Menochos that are baked in a Kli, like a Machavas or a Macheshes, or who had in a mincha that's baked in the oven, is too nice to see so. The locker is, you have to cut it up into pieces. After it's baked, like the Pasuk says, posois oisa pitim, you have to chop them up into pieces. Tomorrow says, lemute mai, what you come to exclude, which type of a mincha does not need to see so? Omarapopo, lemute shtehelechem ulechem aponim, that the shtehelechem on Shavuos and lechem aponim on Shabbos, they remain shalom. By them you do not have to cut it up into pieces. Tana Rabbanan, look like this. The Pasuk says, Posois oisa pitim, that a minchas mafatanor, he's supposed to cut it up into pieces. So it says like this, Pasuch oisa pitim, is Pasuk says mincha. So mincha means, l'rabois kol ha-menochas lepsiso, that all the menochas that are baked, after it's baked, you have to cut it up into pieces. Because Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Marba, maybe I include in this pasuk, Av shtei lechem lechem upon him. Maybe if so, even the shtei lechem lechem upon him also has to be chopped up into pieces. On this note, Tam Loim, the pasuk says, Oisa, posas oisa, only this, and not something else, and not the shtei lechem and lechem upon him. Then the pasuk says, V'yotzakto shemen mincha, that you have to pour shemen again on top of the mincha. Is l'rabba is called ha'manachat yitzika. This is the third time they pour shemen on top of the mincha. After they made the melula, then they mix the pour a third time on top of it shemen. So all the manachas need yitzika. And so Yochel, I would have thought to say shani mava. Maybe I include av mincha mafe. Even the mincha that's baked in an oven, maybe also this also needs yitzika. Talmud Leiman, no, it says again, Oleho. It says Yusakto. It says Talmud Leiman Oleho. So we should know that not a minchos mapetana does not need yitzika. The pasuk really says Posois oiso pitim v'yatzakto Oleho shomin minchi remains a mincha. And the pasuk before it spoke about minchas mafetan in the psukim before. There it does not say this. There it just says selus chalus matz luz v'shem rukika matzus v'shukum v'shamin. But it does not say a yitzika. Here it says poser soy sapitim yitzak to lo shamin. So dash you know that a minchas mafet is not in the yitzika. It says yitzak to leho shamin is a leho for loy al minchas mafet. Talmud loyma oleho shamin. If so, the more says, maybe I'll only take out the mafa of chalis, but maybe I will not take out rikikin. Maybe the rikikin, maybe they do need yitzika. Talmud says the word he, no, yitzakto aleo shaman mincha he, means he, and not even rikikin. The rikikin also does not have to have yitzika a third time on top of it. Now the more says, my Talmudah, how do I know to make the type of a drasha? How do I know that's Psham this Posik of Posas Oisapitim Yitzak to Oleo Hashem and Minchi, that Oleo and He comes off Fuke, Chalos, and Rikikin? My Talmudai, Samur says, like Ema, why don't I say the opposite way? Loitzi Minchas Kanim. Why don't I say the Posik means to say that maybe a Mincha that Kain brings, he does, its Mincha does not need a Yitzika. But maybe every Mapetaner does need a Yitzika.